What's up, y'all? It's been so long since we've made a podcast or a recording on a motherfucking podcast up here.
So, what I'm about to do right now is I'm going to become a serial killer.
Hold on, Eric. This shit ain't about you yet. Hey, let me fucking talk to them. Eric, damn. So, anyways, what I'm finna say is gonna be any bit of exciting is what he just said. But let me tell you. I know it's been a while, but don't worry, y'all. I've been smoking weed. Just because I don't post doesn't mean I don't smoke weed. I don't want y'all to just leave my little fandom. I don't want y'all to just think I'm giving up on y'all. I'm not. I've been really into joints lately. I fucking love joints. Can y'all believe out of all this time I've been smoking, I just smoked sativa. This whole time. Yeah, I just realized I smoked sativa. That shit's amazing, my nigga. I had the motivation to go to all different types of stores. Like, I could function enough to, like, not go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? He's playing Red Dead 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill everybody.
No, but anyways, I came on this because since Eric don't want to answer my question, he just wants to make fun of me. Which is the proper way to say influencer. So in the sponsorship deal, in the thing that I fucking recorded and I got 15 cents on, I said influencer. I don't know if that's the correct way to say it. Is it influencer, influencer, or influencer?
Influencer, does that sound right?
Which?
Does that actually sound any way right? Influencer?
But I mean, is that the proper way to say it, though? Influencer? 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 Influencer?
Influencer.
Influencer.
It's influencer.
Influencer.
We're not influencer. It's not influencer, okay? It's influencer.
Influencer. Influencer. Influencer. But if you really recognize the R, though, as the person acting on the verb, or acting on the whatever subject, do noun, whatever the fuck you call it, the person acting on influence, wouldn't you want to recognize that R? Influencer. Influencer.
What? No.
People always banging on this motherfucking damn door. This nigga need to quit the puff part. Fucking puff pipe. Can't even talk. I apologize.
He's trying.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you, though. I've been smoking. Let me tell you that. Don't give up on me. I've been smoking, okay? But, dabs. Dabs. I have an intolerance of. So, I'm on a dab right now. A mild one, like not even a big one, and this shit is blowing my ass into space. This launching my ass into the outer sphere. See, oh my gosh, y'all. I don't even have to explain it. Y'all can just see that me being here is the definition. Me being here is the explanation. The proof. The thing is, I felt this high creeping up on me. Right when I blew that powder, that little gassy, a little weed fart.
Gassy CBD fart.
Once I blew that shit out of my mouth, I knew. You know what? I feel it. I knew I felt it right when I blew the smoke out of my mouth.
I want you to look this and tell me, what do you think the texture of this is going to be? What do you think the texture of this is going to be? Watery.
Ooh, damn. I just took a big ass gulp of Sprite and it wanted to creep down my throat, but I had to stop it, you know. That's what swallowing is, where you stop it. What? You stop the drink from going down. You gotta take the drink in little increments. That's what swallowing is. That was hella smart. Did I say throating though?
Yes, but some things have not.
That's a verb, though. I swear that's a verb. That's a synonym. What? What? Oh, shit. We finally got some wine with a cork in it, my niggas. No, but don't go past what I just motherfucking said, nigga. That was science right there. Swallowing? Well, I mean simplified science. Science for dummies. Swallowing is literally just stopping the drink from going all at once. You just low one of those little gates that flaps back into place after you hit it. That's where your throat is. So let me tell you. So let me motherfucking tell you. Wait. Eric don't want to believe me. That's what a throat is, but I forgot what I was going to say, but you know what? Just get that point right there. Whoa, what the fuck is this scary shit? Are you serious? Damn, shit's scary. The year of our Lord, 1348. I'm glad I didn't live in 1348, my nigga. 13, that's just a depressing ass century.
Pink instead.
Yeah. See. Oh, I got my pink rose. And we got some pink Moscati. Some bomb shit. Ooh, shot cup? Nah, that cup feels hella weird. You need a drink out of it. I drank out of it once. It's like you get distracted by the feeling of the cup. Like, you don't even know what the fuck you're doing after that. The cup is just...
What? What
the
fuck?
The cup... Excuse my laugh. Ew, look what the fuck they doing to that fat nigga. See? Damn, he all bloody in the armpits too and shit. See, they did that shit in the name of fucking Christ. Now that's evil right there. I'm glad my ancestors got their shit straight. Because what the fuck, Eric? Imagine if we were like these dirty ass niggas. This fucking...
That nigga had
the plague? That nigga had the plague? Oh.
They
cut that nigga's head off.
They're trying to get that shit off, I think.
They cut that motherfucker's head off. I can't believe y'all. Fucked up. Wait, no, I think his head's still on. It looked like on the ground. He ain't hit no motherfucking head. Damn, imagine our dumbass ancestors having to deal with this pandemic. These niggas were trying to fucking beat people's dicks in and shit. thinking that that's the fucking solution to a cough.
Yeah,
that's a motherfucking solution to some bug bites. Just take the nigga's left nut. Like, that's...
Huh? Back then, somebody did a blood transfusion with a goat.
How'd that fucking go?
They lived.
How? Maybe they were brothers, my nigga. They were homies. Shed blood. Thick blood, homie. Think they ate? They ate potatoes and hay. And onions. The nigga had to steal 3 onions to feed his family. Nope. These niggas were just dirty. These niggas just see. This is where it started. White people couldn't cook. Since like the beginning of time, y'all. Nigga took 3 onions for his family. Y'all just be eating onions. Damn. Hella dead bodies, y'all. That shit hella scary, Eric. Oh, you spill it?
No.
Oh, shit. Scare me. Damn, they all just dead and dying.
Dead.
That's a whole village, too. That's sad as fuck. Don't get close to her. That shit was... Yeah, that shit was spread by air. To this day, we don't even know how to fucking get rid of it. Yeah. What the fuck was it? So we all have a fucking black death gene. It can pop out any minute.
So, y'all just put a mask on.
Right? Where are y'all? See, they couldn't even tell if anything was anything, my nigga. Imagine living with that type of vibe forever.
They didn't even know that it was an infection or a disease.
They didn't know what the fuck that was. These niggas were living like it was 1970s Woodstock and shit. They're just like, oh, peace, love, nothing will affect us. But you know what? I hate to say this, but I'm glad I'm here. At this time, at this place, my nigga.
Is God punishing it?
At least these niggas were faithful, though. They had a lot of faith. All they had was God and Jesus. That's nice to have Christianity fill your life. That's it right there.
The only problem is these niggas were killing people in the name of Christianity, so...
People still doing that, though.
They're still doing it, so that's what the problem is. See, these niggas are the niggas.
Yep. Yeah.
And you'll die. And you will not.
Why are you making out with this dirty nigga? You know that this nigga was around others. Imagine these people having to go through one of the first plagues. Imagine, Eric, you just walking with your friend and then they just drop dead out of nowhere. That's how these niggas feel. They can't predict what's going to happen. They don't know how fast the shit spreads. They're just thinking, wow, my nigga looks a little dark. And then, damn, he's on the floor. He's dead. They're just like, what the hell is this? So, of course, they're going to think God's just dropping them like flies. I would, too. Shit. Man.
Every morning for 1 week. And then I will cry.
Girl, your eyes are already black. Hey, Eric, you know what I just thought of? I thought it was smart at the moment, but it was really dumb shit I ever fucking thought of. But let me tell you. I questioned myself. I was like, what came first? The color black and the word black for the color black? Or black people?
Black people.
Which came first?
The color black. The color black.
Huh?
The color black came first. And it's always been associated with dark people. And then white people took that and associated it with black or dark skinned people.
Mm-hmm.
And started calling us black, which associates us with evil things.
Mm-hmm.
Evil, dark spirited. Malicious, no good,
even damn, Eric's fucking spitting.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's what they did.
Damn.
That's what happened.
Nah, but what I was thinking, Europeans, did they see black people then call them black? Or did they think of the word black for the color black and then associated it with black people after?
After.
That's crazy. I just basically dumbed down the meaning of thinking about shit. The meaning of word definition history. Word definition. I don't know the word for it. Study. Study of word definitions. I just dumbed down the meaning of that.
It is claimed these villages have beyond the icy grass, but they are gravely mistaken.
Y'all can never experience watching a movie like when you do when you're high. Shit's amazing. Like, you really in that dungeon with them. You're just like, you know what? I just saw a bitch die in my face. I'm a witness. I'm a witness.
How long is this movie? Here's a remote.
Right there.
What part have we in this? The village I seek lies in the great marsh.
Hour and a half.
Two motherfucking hours, nigga.
A man of God to show the way.
Almost.
A man here fit for such a task.
Pretty long ass.
The bishop's blessing. I may choose anyway.
I don't remember much, but I specifically remember the end.
I listen.
No, he is a mere novice. This requires more experienced hand. Let him speak.
Say the village of Seek lies in the Great Marsh. I was raised close by in Denmish Forest. I know the area best than anybody.
He has all the experience I require. You will lead us. We leave at dawn.
I know that since the beginning of time, we have created groups to function in our own little communities.
Mm-hmm.
But when did we get to just fucking chaos? How could we have lived with that chaos? Y'all still in groups, but your rules are retarded. Like, their constitutions, if they had them back then, were purely ass, my nigga.
Even if you survive, the world out there will change you.
Their solutions to witches are to fucking cut people's heads off for no reason.
Like, man, this is a damn adventure for this nigga. Things going on a damn, like, quest.
What's happening?
We showing this dude where to go somewhere. And, like, everybody's dying, so this is like an adventure quest for this nigga.
I would hate that adventure.
I always wear a mask, like, honestly.
These niggas didn't know about that shit.
Put down.
They would think it's unnecessary. These niggas ain't even wear underwear. Damn, that's fucked up. Couple of them all meaty and shit, skinny as fuck. That's sad, Eric. Imagine having to deal with that shit. Damn, my nigga. Yeah, y'all had to experience that stank ass. Ooh, that's fucked up. Really ate them up. Huh? Right? See, even their songs were fucking depressing as shit, and people just accepted it. Nowadays, sad songs are like, I'm sad, man. I fucking look at the wall in my room, I'm sad, man, like shit like that. But their sad songs were just normal, everyday, fucking enjoyable songs, my nigga. They were hymns, lullabies. My bitch walks in early grave. I'm fucking glad we ain't in that time no more. I don't know how. I don't know how not to say it, like. Split a nigga from his ass to his apple? The fuck? Yeah. Nah, that shit hurt like a bitch. They've cast God as some. In his place is a demon. There is talk of sacrifice. Nigga, what? Men eating men. And of raising the dead. What? Nigga, imagine the adventures you'd be going on as a kid. Like, oh, this is our fucking Indian burial ground. Let me show you where Indian burial ground is. And that'll be just kid fun. You have the tools. You have the will. The journey into hell. That nigga got a bald spot. Ew, my nigga. Look like they got fucking zit on top, too. Join us and do God's work. Let's get this cleared up. Let's get going. That includes you, Swan. Damn, these niggas were fucked up. And to imagine this shit was based on a true story, too. Mm-hmm. I would kill myself before I was born if I had to live in that motherfucking generation. What? See, these niggas were fucking brave as fuck, Aaron. This is just everyday life. Mold is a man to leave alone unless there is butchery to be done. Daliban, he's a torturer, a hangman, and if rumor is true, murderer, thief, and defiler of women. Ooh, defiler? Apart from that, he's a good man. They just had to add a rape culture joke right in there. Because, you know what? History repeats his motherfucking self. Men still... Oh, damn, my nigga. But anyways, men still defending rapist-ass friends. Ew, they smeared shit on. See, that's fucked up. So, are they saving the village? Huh? Are they saving people?
No, they're going to fire the demon.
See, that's fucked up. People did that in real life. Like, what? What is her crime? She brought death to our village. Seeing the fact that shit's still like that. This does not involve you, monk. Step aside. Please. Will you still
accused of. She poisoned our well in a pact with the devil. Now half our village is dead.
I offered a simple blessing over our water to keep everyone safe.
Liar!
I did nothing wrong.
Liar!
The diary began to speak.
You have a confession. Plenty of us.
So she is away.
Oh, so he actually did do that.
Spare the remains of our village.
Yeah, you can have her.
And she did it for good, though.
No, she killed him.
No, she did it for good.
I bet you she killed him.
Well, Eric,
I bet you
she probably killed him because they're assholes.
I killed the whole village.
Because the village was assholes.
I just killed the whole village.
These niggas holding these people up with karate.
Like, that nigga just, he has issues.
Who? Damn! Why'd that nigga kill her? What?
Damn, son.
Damn!
I'm not stopping yet.
Why'd he kill her, though? Damn, was that like a warning kill?
That was a warning kill for the dude right there. Do not fuck around.
Why?
Because he doesn't know shit about what's really out there.
What's really out there?
She probably actually was.
Yeah.
She probably actually. He was gonna actually save her. So he probably knew that. So he was like, you know what?
Yeah,
just do this.
Oh, she pretended to be all innocent and shit. Damn. So witches are specifically with the devil, right?
This village we seek.
Is that what the word means?
You've been there.
They are connected with the devil.
But I know where it lies. Hell awaits us. Or so we're told.
So witchcraft is for people who want to be like witches. And witches are demons?
Where does the church believe this?
No, witches can be anybody.
Oh.
I don't believe God is punishing us like many do.
It's just the practice of witchcraft.
So, the Satan welcomes everyone. That's what you're saying. Even humans can be one.
Well, that's why you might not be too far from the truth. 3 summers passed before a battle at Crecy in Normandy. King Edward's army was dwarfed. For every 20 of us, there were 100 Frenchmen, at least. The French. They could sense victory. They could smell it. On that day, for the first time, our archers used the longbow. Quicker to load.
Ooh, nigga, I'm gonna switch my thinking. I was thinking about death for a second.
Their arrows were useless.
Oh, heck no. Really?
They were talking about taking the arrows and
killing them. Like a dark,
buzzing cloud. I'm thinking about what's after death. I hate to think about that. Yeah, don't think about it. It'll get you fucked up.
Custom. No matter how fierce the battle, to use the misericordia.
Misericordia, it's the mercy giver. Step straight through the armpit, directly into the heart. It's quick and painless.
But on this day, there was an end to chivalry. King Edward ordered every Frenchman left alive to be killed without mercy. Arms, heads, legs, hacked away.
What? For what?
The greatest army descended into savagery.
Because they went flipping crazy.
Who?
Whoever was leading that shit lost it.
Wow.
How does that concern the pestilence?
He invited death among us that day. He hasn't left us since.
See, that's the shit people had to live through. I bet that nigga had to walk away because his parents were fucking machete. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
Some kids gotta go through that. That's crazy as fuck. That's a crazy way.
You know, what's that?
Imagine getting your neck sliced. Like, how would that feeling? That feeling horrible. You'll feel your face move a little forward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heck no. Blood will start draining and shit. Choke your ass.
How did you volunteer to join this movie?
To serve God.
But in which it serves God. The woman was already dead.
Oh, he fell her?
I freed her. Mob would have caught her again and burned her.
spare his suffering. Sometimes that is all you can do.
That bitch was dead?
She was gonna die.
Oh.
If he had to let her go, they would have caught her again and burned her.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know what? Just gotta do what you gotta do.
The fuck is that?
I don't know what these niggas
are. Are they slaves? See, look at their crazy ass tribe. This must have been some white shit. This was definitely some white shit. Were they just like...
So you're just walking through the water, huh? Just slapping shit out of yourself.
That was their signal for danger ahead. Niggas slicing other niggas up. That was their sign for it. That was their language. That was their language. I'm sorry, this movie funny as hell.
Must have been something pretty special to tempt you away from that nice warm monastery.
See, niggas ain't even know what manners is. That nigga hella pissed too. What are y'all drinking?
Not much of this. I'm a torturer. Truth getter. Spend hours on a man.
Damn, see. See, this is what MAGA meant. This is what MAGA meant. Bring us back to these motherfucking days where white men can just slaughter people to get shit out of them. Because now, surprisingly, it's a little less acceptable. But no, let's go back to the old ways. Make America great again. Damn, was she burnt? They killed dogs? Oh, that was a motherfucking dog. They thought her dog was her familiar. That nigga was just chilling. Damn, nigga. Leave it be. Wow, let me see. They think this nigga's a witch.
No, he has a disease.
Oh, plague?
You're down, bro.
Let me look. Just going to take a look. Alright.
Nigga, you too close.
Hey, my friend. Just having a look.
Nigga puking blood and shit, nigga. What does the Black Plague even do?
Whatever that is.
But it does a whole bunch of shit, though. So is it just flesh eating or what? I'm sorry. Fuck you, nigga. I imagine you roaming with your homies. Imagine you just rolling with some niggas, and one of them ends up having COVID. And he says, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah, you gotta go.
I forgot to tell you guys. I didn't want to. I'm sorry.
I need to make a confession to the front. No. Can't be sure this thing is spread.
Who the hell asked you?
Damn. Is that a meme?
We shall have absolution.
Who the hell asked you?
Bro, you're hella close to this nigga.
Right? You they didn't understand.
Shut.
They're fucking retarded. Who the hell asked you? I bet they had fun writing that. Had fun acting that. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Need a moment with him.
Damn. He was in love with him. I'm glad it's you. Nigga, what? Nigga, what? I'm glad it's you. What? I thought he was overly protective over him, but no. I just realized that my life was completely different when I didn't know what weed and drugs felt like. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know there was this even type of life. But here we are in a different type of life with drugs. I can't live without it now.
Why not? Fuck everybody. Right? She was just cooling.
Right?
Weed. I don't want anything else.
That was the true loss of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
We broke into the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth barrier.
Don't watch tonight's war. Giving Griff absolution. It's courage. Hunting necromancers and demons serves men only in Sinska. You have learned much nestled inside a monastery. Demons, necromancers are among us.
Ew, necromancers. So fucking dead people gives you it, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. I get some sleep.
That's how them niggas slept.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a shitty ass life, Eric. Imagine I have no motherfucking bed. they don't even know what type of comfort is. They don't know any. Their comfort levels are shit, Eric. These niggas don't even know that our comfort is possible. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. These niggas sleeping on rocks with some cloth. They fight cloth.
What is this nigga doing?
Get your new cloths here. Mm-hmm. Here's a cloth store. I bet these niggas didn't know how to write either. Like, what did y'all do? This is probably why we have so little history on it. The fuck is... Oh, that was a horse. I was like, the fuck is that?
What are you doing, dude?
Is that a trick? Is that his puppy? Oh, your girl gone? Damn, where'd she go? Oh, that shit bitch got dragged. What happened to her? No. Nigga turned into a zombie. The fuck? The fuck is that?
Wake up! Move it! Get up! What's that? Move it! Wake up! Wake up! Move it!
They're in the forest.
Calm down, man. What did you see? What did you see?
They're in the forest. I don't.
How many?
I don't know.
How many?
It doesn't know.
Oh, shit.
A fucking lot. What? A lot.
Oh, shit.
I want this part to be fun.
Forward, now.
Damn, imagine having to fight niggas to death with a heavy ass sword. Make sure they don't hit you. That's a lot of hard labor. I don't know. I'd probably die. My arms would give out. That shit's... I bet those niggas would beat athletes today.
Mm-hmm.
With their super strength and quickness they've had to acquire. Damn. Oh, quick idea. Since history textbooks in high school don't really tell you everything that goes on in history... There should be a specific author. Oh, that nigga just bit that nigga's neck out like a damn zombie. But anyways, there should be a specific author who dedicates like specific books to specific centuries. You know, like 1200, a book on the year 1200, you know, 1300, etc. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a good idea. Damn, that nigga sliced the nigga head. Oh, that nigga smashed him with a spike ball. Oh, shit. Ew, damn, red. Damn, these niggas know how to fight, man.
You better not be with this and get killed with a knife.
These niggas say, don't bring your fist to a knife fight, like. Oh, shit. Damn.
See, look how fuck your bitch, nigga. See that? You're fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. You got that nigga killed.
Yup.
All because you couldn't pick up a damn sword. Like, these niggas can't fight. Look how easy it is for you to kill a dude.
Right? What?
Alright. You're an idiot. And now I don't like you.
It was the singer's fault?
Remember that dude died?
Oh, yeah.
Just let him die.
Bitch.
Oh, because you couldn't pick up.
That nigga don't like him.
Speak.
Damn, I'm getting fucking.
Where is she? She did not survive the forest.
That was a girl. I knew that was a girl. She was ugly as shit.
There's better things to think of.
That was a girl.
Because of you, one of my men is dead.
Hey y'all, here's a trans pro movie, Black Death.
Stay here alone and be damned.
Lies beyond the marsh.
What's the plan?
Identify the heretic. Capture him. Put him in the cage.
Capture another go across that marsh.
Then we leave it behind. Drag him here.
Ew, my nigga, imagine walking through that high water. Heck no. Dirty ass swamp. I bet these niggas didn't even know what fucking reptiles were. Alligators.
Probably.
Those niggas thought they were just fucking monsters. Watch them water attack. They'll come from the bottom. See, these niggas had to do it all by themselves. They have stamina of fucking Jesus. All these niggas got great endurance, great stamina. Something today's athletes wish they had. Are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you asleep, my nigga.
I'm asleep.
Oh, good. I love you. Cutesy. Aline. T, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On the pussy hole. The fuck is that? See, white thing. This is a white motherfucker thing. Y'all just following the shit. So are these niggas the enemies? Imagine these random ass men coming into your hood. Y'all, for the past like 10 minutes, I've been thinking about how animals are basically just random ass monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Who we treat as these things, but actually they're nothing. You know, they're random ass things, just aliens. And then.
What brings you to our village? We seek refuge. Place to rest, nothing more. Then you are welcome.
See, y'all was just dumb. Y'all just welcoming everybody.
My name is Hob.
Nigga look like a thumb. Look at that nigga.
Yeah,
look at the back of that nigga's head. That nigga look like Chowder. You probably watch a show about that nigga, Eric. Mm-hmm. That's your man right there, Hob.
No,
I'm Hob. Then you did well to reach us.
Dangerous. May I ask what you were doing?
Bringing relief to the suffering.
Relief? From what?
Word of the pestilence has not reached you.
Word is all that has reached us.
Come on, your shit is on.
Come.
What the hell is going on? Need guile to draw out the necromancer. No one acts unless I say so.
That nigga hates you, my nigga. I've never seen a more nosier, noisy ass monk than that nigga.
You fucked up shit, bro. Twice.
Tonight we'll feed you.
Alright, y'all, this is finna end. Good talk. Goodbye.